Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. During the coronavirus pandemic, we are worshiping exclusively online. This is a recording of our service. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and welcome to Worship with Covenant Presbyterian Church on this Mother's Day morning. Happy Mother's Day to all. We are gathered for worship today, celebrating Mother's Day, celebrating the Lord's Day, and celebrating specially today the reception of our confirmation class into membership at Covenant. Thank you to those Covenant members who participated in that ritual online Wednesday evening. We will share that ritual during today's worship service. Congratulations and welcome to Cora, Charles, Carter, Karsten, and Addie. We will, of course, also share our joys and our concerns as we gather for prayer later in the service. To share your prayer requests, you can send us a Facebook message or simply comment on this live video. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating our graduating seniors. If there is a graduate in your family, make sure that the church office knows. Email carrychristian@church@wdmcovenant.org. And this year on May 24th, which is the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, we will be adding to our Memorial Day worship by recognizing our departed loved ones. We will include those congregation members who have passed away since last Memorial Day. And you can also submit others who are on your hearts. Just email those names to the church office. And as we gather for worship, I invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Our opening hymn this morning is Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks.
Thank you.
On account of God's vast mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without fear, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, when you raised Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We turn away from the cries of the oppressed, and dismiss calls for peace. We look down on those who are weak, and we abuse the earth you created. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new. Teach us the joy of abundant life you give us through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Jesus carried our sins in his own body on the cross. He did this so that we might live in righteousness, healed and set free from sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. This is ordinarily the moment when we exchange the peace with each other, because now forgiven and freed, we have been gathered together as one family. But this is also the place where we pause to receive new members into the church family. So with gratitude for the confirmation class that we received on Wednesday night, I give you the confirmation ceremony that we recorded on Wednesday evening. So friends, hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Hear also these words from the letter to the Ephesians. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all.
On behalf of the session, I present the 2019-2020 confirmation class, who have been received into the membership by the session through their affirmations of faith. I present Addie Carroll, Karsten Barker, and Carter Barker, to make the promises that are part of the sacrament of baptism.
So I'm going to ask some specific questions to Addie and to Karsten and to Carter, and I'm going to ask these in order. So first, Addie. Addie, putting your whole trust in the grace and love of Jesus Christ. Addie, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
And Karsten, you're next.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to ask you the whole question again, though. Putting your whole trust in the grace and the love of Jesus Christ, Karsten, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
And Carter, putting your whole trust in the grace and love of Jesus Christ, Carter, do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
I also present Charles Chance and Cora Smith to reaffirm the baptismal covenant that was made for them. They now desire to profess their faith publicly and to accept their responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world.
So now I get to speak to all five of you because you've all been presented now. So Addie and Karsten and Carter and Charles and Cora, now as you publicly declare your faith, I ask you to reject sin, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, and to confess the faith of the church, the faith in which you were baptized. So I have these questions for you. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world?
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in his grace and love?
I do.
I do.
I do.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love?
I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
And will you be a faithful member of this congregation? Share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
And all 32 of you who are here, I invite you to unmute yourselves. And Joe has a question for you.
All right. So I will read the question and you will answer, we will with God's help. So the question is, will you, the members of Covenant Church, support these new members, welcoming them, sharing with them the joys and challenges of faith in Jesus Christ, and by doing so, display the good news of your Lord? Will you?
Will you help?
Repeating the Apostles' Creed together in unity, the unity of faith expressed by the worldwide fellowship of Christians, at times when we make or renew our baptismal promises, we say together the Apostles' Creed.
Everybody together. I believe
in God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe
in Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified,
and buried, and descended to the dead. On the
birthday, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe
in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness
of sins,
the resurrection
of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I thought that was fun. So the sacrament of baptism is a visible sign of an invisible action. So we in the church, we place water on someone's head as a sign that God Almighty has claimed and blessed and cleansed and given new birth to that one. Now, we can't gather in person to baptize with water, but we affirm that God's Spirit is already present with us, already confirming God's call on these lives, already giving the gifts of service and faithfulness. So friends, after this litany, I will invite you to mute your microphones as we continue with the prayer. Friends, may the Lord be with you.
And also with
you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. In countless ways, from generation to generation, you reveal your great love for the world and bless us with signs of your grace. Through the waters of the sea, you led your people out of bondage into freedom. In the waters of the Jordan River, you baptized your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection set us free from sin and death. By the gift of your Holy Spirit, you gather all nations and people into salvation. Gracious God, you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Let all who pass through the waters of baptism be delivered from death to life, from bondage to freedom, from sin to righteousness. Bind them to the household of faith. Guard them from all evil. Strengthen them to serve you with joy until the day when you make all things new. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we bless you, God of glory, now and forever. Amen. And now I'm going to speak to each one of you in turn. And I'm going to start with you, Addie. Addison Clare, child of God, know that your baptism is coming. Know that the Holy Spirit is already at work in you. Karsten Ross, child of God, your baptism is coming. Know that the Holy Spirit is already at work in you. Carter Harris, your baptism is coming. Know that the Holy Spirit is already at work in you. And I've been pinning each one of these people to the screen as I go, so now I have to go find Charles. All right, Charles Joseph, child of God, remember your baptism and be thankful. Know that the Holy Spirit is at work in you. Cora May, child of God, remember your baptism and be thankful. Know that the Holy Spirit is at work in you.
Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you for calling us to be your servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for choosing to add to our number Addie, Karsten, Carter, Charles, and Cora. Together, we may live in your spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind and heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory forever. Amen.
And Laura has a bit to say from our Christian education program, and all of those, many of you are here right now who have walked with these five as they have grown up in the faith.
Congratulations, everybody. I'm so proud of you, confirmands, on how far you've come in your faith journey. You guys mean the world to us as a congregation, and we are just very, very happy for you tonight, and so pleased to welcome you into our church family. A big, huge congratulations from all of your covenant family. On behalf of the occasion, the Christian Ed Committee will present all of you with a new Bible. It's the CEB Study Bible. I think you guys will like it. It's very reader-friendly. It's my favorite one to go to. And then also for each of you, I have a fun little gift that will be a surprise. So you will have to come to church as soon as it opens back up again, and we will give those to you. Congratulations so much. We love you guys.
So now, Addie and Karsten and Carter, Charles and Cora, you have affirmed the promises of baptism. You have professed your faith in Jesus Christ. You have committed yourselves to the family of faith in the church. So, dear ones, whatever you do, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It has been such a gift to spend this year together with you in confirmation, and I'm so grateful to look forward to everything you're going to continue to bring to the church. Thank you.
And I would like to take this time to welcome you all to your new membership of Covenant Presbyterian Church. Welcome.
So now we are all gathered. So friends, forgiven and freed, we are beloved siblings, children of God. May the peace of Christ be with all of you. Amen. And now I'd like to invite especially the kids who are with us this morning to bring your attention right over here. And I want you to know that the scripture reading that we are going to share is especially for you. And first, we have this show and tell. My show and tell this Mother's Day, of course, is my mom, Sherry Wiley, who is probably watching the service today from her home in Diagonal. This is a picture from last October, because my mom's specialty in life is not Mother's Day, but Beggar's Night. And so that's always a special evening that she gets to come up and spend with us. I will let you all figure out which one of those people is my mom. But I just wanted to share something special
about my mom. My mom always has attention to share with other people, especially with kids. She always wants every person she meets to know how special they are, how much they matter to her and to the world. And Mother's Day is a time that we get to tell our moms especially, and those other moms in our lives, how special they are. And it feels really good to tell the moms in our lives how special they are. So I hope that everyone will be able to take an opportunity to do that for the moms who are in your lives. Some of the moms in our lives are with us in memory and spirit, and we have special ways of remembering them too. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Our scripture reading this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 through 25. Please join in a prayer for illumination. God of life, send us your Holy Spirit. Make our hearts holy places for Christ to dwell. Teach us to speak words of hope, and show us how to live in Christ's resurrection. Amen. Peter has been talking to the church about the way that we are made into a special people, a holy priesthood, he called us last week, that we are the people in whom Christ's presence dwells. And then he goes on with some challenging implications of what it means that we are the people in whom Christ's presence dwells. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the desires of the flesh that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles, so that though they malign you as evildoers, they may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. For the Lord's sake, accept the authority of every human institution, whether of the emperor as supreme or of governors as sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing right you should silence the ignorance of the foolish. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. Honor everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God, honor the emperor. Slaves, accept the authority of your masters with all deference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but also those who are harsh. For it is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is just a brief introduction to our gift of music this morning. Every May, Des Moines Public Schools, Northside Middle Schools celebrate Northside Bands Night. Of course, that festival had to be canceled this year. It would have been this last Wednesday evening. So the Northside Band directors, including our own William Beyer, created this video of what would have been the featured piece at Northside Bands Night. This is Flourish for Wind Band by Rafe Vaughan Williams. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are celebrating today. This is kind of a complicated Mother's Day, I suspect, for many of you, even beyond the ordinary ways that Mother's Day can be complicated. Many of you mothers who have your kids at home with you are missing some of the ways that we can ordinarily make this a special day for you. Mothers who are at a distance from your kids, you may be especially feeling this, as we may not be able to visit and connect with each other as you usually would love to. The scripture reading has me thinking about another mother today as well, a mother named Mamie Till Mobley. Mamie was a public school teacher and an advocate, and she was most widely known as the mother of Emmett Till. Emmett was a 14-year-old black boy who was lynched in 1955. Emmett had grown up in Chicago. He was visiting his family in Mississippi. He went to a grocery store and spoke briefly to the woman co-owner of that grocery store. Her husband and his brother abducted Emmett and beat, mutilated, and shot him to death. They sank his body in the river. Emmett was 14. His murderers would later be acquitted by an all-white jury, and no one was surprised by that. Mamie Till is on my mind this Mother's Day, along with many other mothers, especially mothers of black boys. Closest to home, of course, this week, we pray for Abdullahi Sharif's mother, who got some answers this week and many new questions to go with them. I think of Ahmaud Arbery's mother after the white men who killed him 2 months ago were finally arrested and charged with his murder. And that's not to ignore Katie Babbitt's mother or many other mothers who are facing this Mother's Day with very heavy hearts. I'm also thinking about those mothers who send their children to the jobs that we call essential. We know that those jobs have always been dangerous as well, and those jobs are all the more dangerous right now. And I think of those mothers who go to those same jobs as well, putting themselves at risk for injury and now serious illness in order to provide for their families. I'm thinking of all of these mothers in particular because Peter talks to us today about unjust suffering. He talks to us about unjust suffering and connects unjust suffering with Jesus' life. The church has a history of misusing these words that I read today, these words about accepting the authority of every human institution, words even to those who are enslaved to accept the authority of their masters. The church has a history of using those words wrongly to tell victims that they should accept and even enable the abuse of those who mistreat them. But when Peter says accept authority, I don't think he means affirming that authority. Peter is explicitly talking here about unjust suffering. He's talking about receiving suffering in a way that actually exposes and judges the injustice that is being done. He's talking about suffering that actually points to the ways that these authorities are not ultimate, final, or even legitimate authorities. He's talking about seeking righteousness even in the face of power that would mistreat people, even if seeking righteousness means suffering what those powers have to dish out. Peter was writing to a church that was suffering constantly, and he wanted to remind them that their suffering was actually following Jesus' example. It was actually participating in Jesus' life in the world. And nobody can dispute that Jesus suffered unjustly. That is, the political and the religious powers that teamed up to put him to death, they were not ultimately legitimate. They were not right in that exercise of their power. And instead, Jesus entrusted himself not to those powers, but to the God who judges justly. And by entrusting himself to the God who judges justly, Jesus revealed the injustice of all those judgments against him. And so, Peter says, the church is free. The church is free to entrust themselves. We are free to entrust ourselves to the judgment of the one who judges justly. Not just to wield power, not even to wield power, but to follow the example of Jesus, who is the shepherd and guardian of our souls. So the good news is that the shepherd and guardian of our souls judges with justice, even when the world's powers don't. That is to say that Jesus is on the side of Mamie Till Mobley's son and everyone else Mamie worked so hard to liberate. Mamie insisted on an open casket funeral for her son, Emmett, not despite the brutal look of his face and body by that point, but actually because of that. She said, "I wanted the world to see what they did to my baby." I can't imagine the strength that it took for her to love her son in that heart-wrenching way. That's the power of that mother's love. The photos from Emmett's funeral galvanized the public to accelerate that long, slow, ongoing work of civil rights. That's the power of a mother's love. And the good news of Jesus Christ calls us to use the power that we may have as well. The various kinds of power that we have, the good news calls on us to use that power for justice, to accept our own human authority, the human authority that we bear ourselves, to use that authority for the purpose of righteousness in the world, for the sake of all those mothers who seek justice and wholeness and peace today. So may we make this a happy Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Our second hymn this morning is "That Easter Day with Joy Was Bright." We come now to prayer. We lift up the joys and concerns that are with us this morning. We lift up prayers for mothers, for all who do the work of mothering. We lift up prayers of gratitude for their gifts of life and love. We lift prayers for forgiveness for the pain and the wounds we inevitably carry. We lift up prayers for grace for the ongoing life of nurture. We lift up prayers especially this week for the mothers of Abdullahi Sharif, Katie Bobbitt, Ahmaud Arbery, and others. We lift prayers for Bernie Saylor, who fell and suffered a broken hip last weekend. He had surgery for the hip. We pray for him as he recovers, particularly as he celebrated his 90th birthday last weekend. And we lift prayers for Lila Cherry. Lila tested positive for COVID-19 this week. We pray for Lila and for all who are suffering with that disease. We gather all these prayers and all the prayers that are on our hearts, and we come before God. We come near to you, O Lord, because you are good. Your faithful love is forever. We pray to you, Lord, our Savior, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We give you thanks and praise, O God, because you have become our salvation. By your grace, we have everlasting life. And so we lift up these prayers. We pray for mothers. We pray for all who do the hard, loving, difficult and joyful work of mothering. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Abdi's family, for Katie's family, for Ahmad's family, friends, loved ones. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Bernie, for his strength, his healing, for his recovery and comfort. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We pray for Lila, for peace, for comfort. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. And we pray for all those who are on our hearts and our minds this morning. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. Almighty God, you gather us together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, as a shepherdess gathers her flock. Lead us safely through every trial, until we are forever with you, our Lord and Protector. We pray through Jesus Christ, saying together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Children of God, we are chosen by God to become a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. As we prepare to dedicate our gifts this morning, I share this moment for mission about the Pentecost offering. Every year, Covenant receives the Pentecost offering to support young people and inspire them to share their faith, their ideas, and their unique gifts with the church and the world. David Gambrell talks about the importance of supporting youth. He says, "Our kids need to know that they are valued in this moment. Their gifts, wisdom, and experiences are important. They need to know that we take them seriously and honor them as members of Christ's body, and that we want to learn from them even as they learn from us." We tend to say things like, "We're investing in the future because the youth are the future of the church." But our youth already have gifts to give and important ways to lead and serve in the church. Supporting the Pentecost offering is a way that we can give youth the opportunity to do things and share their gifts in the present moment. By receiving the Pentecost offering, we are nurturing the faith of those who are the church, not only now, but for decades to come. Children and youth and young adults. We will dedicate the Pentecost offering on May 31st. You can give to the Pentecost offering at any time, using the electronic giving options at wdmcovenant.org/donate, or by mailing a check to the church. Just note Pentecost offering in the memo. We welcome your gifts to the Pentecost offering, to the life of Covenant Presbyterian, and to the lives and ministry of all our mission partners. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you that Christ has conquered death and raised us up into new life. By your Spirit, bless the gifts we offer to you. Let our lives be signs of Christ's life, and let everything we do reflect his love, with thanksgiving and glory to you forever. Amen. And our final hymn this morning is Guide My Feet. Thank you. Beloved, Christ is risen. Everything is complete. So join in prayer, love each other sincerely, serve each other as good stewards of Christ's gifts. In everything, let God be honored through Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, one God, to whom be honor and power forever, always. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.